did the morning briefings for multiple U.S. presidents, including the president's father, which means as a CIA analyst, they have different types. He's the one that integrated all the big threats together for a large picture. That's the type of analysis we need. As we try to get into minutia of each little sector, it's impossible. Got about 5 minutes left with him. Ray McGovern, you were just bringing up Israel staging a false flag. That is the elements that control Israel at the time. What is going on with Israel? I mean, they're endangering the whole world. The elite seems to be totally power mad. They want to get rid of Iran when Iran has tried to be friends with them going back for 50 years. When they could certainly work things out. Every time there's moderate mullahs in control, they seem to freak out even more. I mean, what is this? Is this just overconfidence? Why?
Well, you know, Alex, I think part of their problem is us. You know, I'm talking about Elliot Abrams, arch neoconservative, convicted convict for lying to Congress during Iran-Contra, and yet running our foreign policy out of the White House, so foreign policy toward that part of the world. What we're talking about here is a kind of delusional extremist fringe. Cheney, Abrams are running this thing. Now, they have counterparts in Israel. Again, extremist kind of lunatic fringe. Not the majority, not only of the Israelis, but of the Israeli government. And yet, you know, they're being sort of egging each other on, thinking, well, we only have 7-8 months left of George W. Bush. We've got to exploit his...
And we could be kings. We could start World War III and then be the kings and then remake the world like after World War II, and we can fix it all. I was just about to say, it seems like they egg each other on, like a group of hunting dogs that get each other really excited. You ever seen that?
Well, exactly. Now, what I'm saying here is that this is an incredibly myopic view. You know, I care a lot about Israel, okay? And most of the Israelis, I dare say most of them, realize that this is a very myopic policy. You know, attacking Lebanon as they did 2 summers ago, that was crazy. They lost, okay? Now Hezbollah is more powerful in Lebanon than ever before. And instead of having a multi-confessional government on their border, they're going to have a very hostile government. Similarly, now, they're talking with Syria. Elliot Abrams doesn't like that. So there are some sensible folks in Israel that have started to sort of dealing with these folks as a sort of a half measure.
So what do you think is going to happen? We've only got 2 minutes left. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that unless somebody puts a spoke in the juggernaut toward war, that we will be bombing and missile attacking from our naval ships Iran within the next 2 months. And I think
so. You think that's the window? Is the next 2 to 3 months, or?
Well, that's a guess. Okay, I'm more than 50% confident that's going to happen. When it happens, God doesn't even know. But the problem is, you know, when you have people like Conyers or Pelosi or other people saying, "Oh, okay, well, if you tax Iran, then we might think about impeaching him." Well, give me a break, you know.
That won't happen once the war started.
Right.
Isn't this failing forward, where they know if they get us in a big enough tar baby, Americans will go, "Man, it doesn't matter if gas is $10 a gallon. We got to do this for America. We're getting our ass kicked by the Iranians, because the Iranians are going to have the high ground if they counter." Strike.
Right. And so we have kind of the one candidate who wants to bomb Iran. You know, they may actually think that this could help that candidate.
And then they've got the obliterate candidate.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting these next couple of... I think everyone needs to do something more than they have before, Alex. Go not only talk to, but occupy your congressmen or your congresswomen's or your senators' offices. Make sure they realize, you know, for Pelosi and Conyers to say, "Well, now we'll impeach," that indicates they have no idea whatever of what a war with Iran would. We haven't even talked about the terrorist threat. I mean, the terrorist threat from Iran, makes Al-Qaeda look like Mount St. Ursula in terms of the damage they can do worldwide.
Well, Ray, I mean, I don't want to take up more of your time. If you want to come back for 5 more minutes on the other side and tell people, that's fine. Or if you've got to go, we can have you back next week.
Oh, 5 minutes I can do, Alex.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stack the next guest up on top of him. Be right back, Ray, in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever. on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to get the head of Veterans for Peace on. They've been banned from the parade. They've always been allowed into parades. Brent McGovern, I want to get into Iran, but just briefly. I go out to a protest now, or I go out to even videotape on a street corner. Cops all over the country come over and say, turn it off, get out of here. I could go to a third world country, and they don't do that. And I've been to Latin American third world countries, European third world countries. I don't think Americans realize how they've moved us into martial law light, how things have changed, how the federal government was able to instruct locals to do that, how this hysteria had done that. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I do, Alex. You talk about martial law light. Well, if anyone's looking for martial law heavy or black, just wait until we strike Iran. If and when we strike Iran from the air, they can do, in addition to the things I've already mentioned, the kind of worldwide terrorism that would, as I started to say, make Al-Qaeda look like, you know, the Mount St. Ursula volleyball team. I mean, the Iranians have a worldwide capability to do real, real terrorism, and you can fully expect that if this happens. Now, what are we likely to see in the next few weeks? I think that it's going to be real hard for the Americans to come up, the American military to come up with enough Iranian weapons to insert into southern Iraq and say, well, we found them. You know why? Because the Iraqis are not cooperating. The Iraqis are talking to the Iranians, and the Iraqi leaders are saying, look, we want evidence. We don't want speculation about Iranian weapons. So what are they going to do? They're going to resort to the big lie. The big lie is the claim that Iranian's president had threatened to, quote, wipe Israel off the map. He didn't say that, folks. What did he say? He said, quote, the regime occupying Jerusalem must vanish from the pages of time, period, end quote. I'll say that again. The regime occupying Jerusalem must vanish from the pages of time, period, end quote. He was quoting Khomeini, okay? Now, what is he saying? He's saying that the regime occupying Jerusalem and the occupied territories for the last 40 years, more years than the Soviets occupied Eastern Europe, should vanish from the pages of time. I agree with that. I agree with that. I think they should obey the UN Resolution 242, which we voted for back in 1967. So it's a big lie to say that what Ahmadinejad was saying was he's going to wipe Israel off the map, or as the president so often says, threaten to destroy Israel. He has done nothing of the kind, and
no.
Besides all that, he doesn't have the capability to do that. So if we strike Iran, it will be completely because our president has been, as Scowcroft said, mesmerized by the Israeli leaders.
Ray McGovern, in closing, I mean, to be specific, I don't want there to be a war. I don't particularly like Iran. I like their people, but, you know, I mean, all these governments are corrupt. I'm not saying good guy, bad guy. Obviously, though, the neocons are the bad guys if they attack. So I'm not, you know, politicizing this. I'm just looking at the, you know, the basic facts here. And to me, if Iran doesn't have a capability of aircraft carriers and ICBMs and whatever, they're going to need to use asymmetrical warfare. If 100, 200, 1,000, there's different battle plans to blow up all their power plants, blow up their bridges, their water plants, anything for, quote, industry, a total bombing to the Stone Age of their country, mass murder, I mean, then any means they've got to fight back, is that even really going to be, quote, terrorism? And the media and the government's already said if they raise a fist to fight back, it will be called terrorism and that they're then going to nuke them. What the neocons have said is if you fight back, we're going to nuke you.
Yeah, someone said once that a terrorist is a fighter without aircraft, without stealth bombers, you know. If that's all you've got, that's what you're going to use, and you can be assured that an attack on Iran would let loose that kind of terrorism worldwide, and I'm talking about worldwide, and to include our country.
And instead of it being a fake Saudi Arabian, U.S., Pakistan-run al-Qaeda, we're talking about real terrorists. We're talking about real. What type of asymmetrical? Are we talking about people putting chlorine gas in high-rise apartments? Are we talking about blowing up bridges? Are we talking about blowing up power plants? Are we talking about going into malls and shooting 500 people?
You know, Alex, I have to say what the Germans say at this point. Jetzt bin ich überfragt. I'm over-asked. I'm not a specialist in any of this, and I'd be just guessing. But
the sky's the limit.
Well, you know, I know their capability as well as their intentions in this case, and their capabilities in Europe in particular and in Asia and to a slightly less degree in this country are, as I say, such as to put al-Qaeda to ridicule in terms of how much the Iranians could do. So, you know, that's one reason, and I think it's a big mistake on Iran's part that they're so damn smug, you know, that they're so damn confident that we wouldn't possibly try to do this.
Well, in closing, just look at the economy. If they mine harbors, if they sink ships in canals there in the key straits of Hormuz, that right there will send oil to $500 a barrel.
It would. You know, the question is whether anybody's telling Bush that. You know, he knows there's a big gas pump there in Crawford. And he's got a lot of money, and, you know, it's an open question to me as to whether he gives a rat's ass, pardon my expression, as to what happens after January of next year.
Ray McGovern, are there any particular websites for people to learn more about your organization and other groups you support?
The best one is consortiumnews.com, run by Robert Perry, one of the best investigative journalists in the country. Another one would be Common Dreams. AfterDowningStreet.org is a wonderful site if you want to keep up with just about everything that's going on in Congress is one of those places. AfterDowningStreet.org.
Okay, Ray McGovern, get well. I'm glad to hear the prognosis is good. And I'd love to, as things heat up, have you back for 30 minutes an hour in the next month or two. And certainly, if things kick off and we're even able to do this radio show, to have you come back on as this unfolds. But I guess whichever way it goes, you're right. We've got to put the maximum effort out now to say no to war, and I guess get that estimate out that they aren't a threat, and not poke this sleeping tiger. And just thank you so much for your time, sir. We really appreciate it and respect it.
You're most welcome.
All right, folks. There goes Ray McGovern. Do we have Veterans for Peace on? Okay, I apologize for them. I apologize for backing Jack McClam up, too. Just so much is happening. We've only got this part of this segment and the next. I've got local news stories here out of Virginia, out of Washington, and they've been part of national parades before. But Veterans for Peace has been told in the New America, doesn't matter if you, it's a huge veterans group. By the way, Ray McGovern's a part of it. A lot of locals here are part of it. It's a really classy group, Veterans for Peace. And they are not allowed to be part of that here in the great old USA. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, sir. We just set you up for the show. It's Michael Marikiu, a VP for Vice President of Veterans for Peace. Is that correct, sir?
It's Marceau.
Got you, sir. Thank you so much for coming on, Michael Marceau. In a nutshell, what's
your show, Alex?
Thank you. What's happened to your arch criminal group? You're not allowed to be part of the parade.
Well, let me clarify that we are the Veterans for Peace Washington D.C. area chapter, and we have been in contact with this group. American Veterans Center is the one that is sponsoring the parade. And if you go to their website, you will see such entities as Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, CACI, C-A-C-I, which is a huge subcontractor here in the Washington, D.C. area. The National Rifle Association is also one of the sponsors. And at one time, I believe the government of Kuwait was listed on their website as a sponsor.
Okay, so, sir, you're...
I'm just puzzled as to why they think groups like that do not have a political viewpoint, but we do.
Sure, your phone's a little overdriven. Back off of it a bit so we can hear you clearly. Yeah, they've got all these clearly political groups there, but they play this game of, oh, we're not being political, no First Amendment for you.
That's exactly right. And if you also look in past parades here, this group, American Veterans Center, has allowed groups like Revolutionary War Enactors, active duty military groups to march. And if those guys are not said to be carrying a political message, and I do not understand why Veterans for Peace, which opposes all wars and wants to let American people know the true cost of wars, not only in dollar amounts, which is in excess of $1 trillion and moving upward very rapidly, but we're also concerned about the 4,000-plus dead American servicemen and women, and also the 30,000-plus injuries sustained by those troops, as well as their family members who suffer from seeing their loved ones killed or injured. And the resources, either from the military medical facilities and the Veterans Administration medical facilities, are not adequate, not even very close to being adequate to
well, Mr. Marceau,
deal with all these injuries.
Mr. Marceau, the numbers we've got...
Traumatic stress disorder. Which,
sure. Sure, they don't count people who die outside country, as you know, so it's more like 18,000 now dead troops and more like 100,000 injured. So your numbers may be a little different from the ones I ferreted out, but even those official numbers are incredible. Plus, we're 5-plus years into this. I bet money if you guys try to go out there without the permit, I bet they're going to arrest you, but maybe that's the attention we need. Are you still going to try to go out and be handing out flyers or educating people?
Well, we're still talking about that right now. We have some emails and some phone calls among members of our chapter, and we haven't really decided anything yet. But I know last year in Boston and last year, I think it was in Southern California, I want to say Santa Barbara maybe, but two of our Veterans for Peace chapters were not allowed to march in Veterans Day parades. There was another chapter in Washington State that is not allowed to march in this year's Memorial Day parade. So this is not an isolated incident, and that's why we're trying to
well, yes,
out.
Sir. Stay there. I want to come back with another. I want to stay there and come up with another segment. But the key here is A year and a half ago, the poll was 71% Gallup poll of U.S. troops polled in Iraq or against the war. The number's more like 80% in other polls that have been regional around bases. So they're also creating an illusion that the majority of troops are for the war with these fraudulent events for the general public. So I want to get your comment on that. You represent the majority of veterans who aren't for this stinking war. You got 80% of the American people against it as well. So again, it's all part of this minority forcing their view and their fraud on us and trying to bar us equal access as veterans. So it's all part of discrimination. Discrimination. I can't even say it.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Big John. every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
We got Michael Marceau, VP for the local Veterans for Peace in D.C. It's a really nice organization, not one of the little virulent hippie groups who I've been to some of their meetings, you know, where I have to hear about how families are bad and world government's good. And these are good folks that are against the war and the New World Order in many respects. But regardless if I agree with them or disagree, the vast majority of veterans are against the war. The vast majority of troops are against the war. All the polls show that. And but no, they can't be involved because that would shatter the illusion that the war is tied somehow to being patriotic. When the people running the war, Halliburton, have moved to Dubai, and Cheney's got a house in Dubai, and the Bushes, one in Paraguay, and they're destroying the U.S. They're puppets for the New World Order, but they're doing it. Michael, you've got a few minutes left. In closing, tell us about your website, your group, and any ideas on what you'll be planning on Veterans Day while the rest of Americans are out, or not Veterans Day, Memorial Day, while the rest of Americans are out dodging police under federal funding, sucking our blood for blood tests.
Well, our website is www.vftdc.org, and if you go online there, there was a poll within the last day or two in the local paper about this, and about three-quarters of the folks are in favor of us marching in the parade. So please go to that website and add your vote to that tally. Right now, we are still discussing if we want to just go as spectators and stand on the sideline and hold our Veterans for Peace banner and another sign that said kick out of parade. We know that there will be some media that way, and we are hoping that we will get our message across in that manner, in a calm,
Now, I wonder if enforcers who believe the First Amendment is evil will come over and tell you that you're not allowed to do that. YouTube that. Keep those cameras rolling 24/7.
Yeah, we're gonna try to see if we can get some folks with video cams and that kind of stuff out there on Monday and see what happens. But so far, most of the responses that we've got from being on talk shows the last couple of days have been very positive, and we're gratified that the American people can see through the stories and the lies. And
but that doesn't matter. Their officers have now been taught that freedom and the First Amendment is evil. So look out. That's my point. How do people contact you who aren't even part of Veterans for Peace to come out and videotape, support you, you know, kind of be observers of enemy operations?
Well, look for the National Memorial Day Parade. It's right down Constitution Avenue in the heart of D.C. I think it starts about 2 p.m. So show up around noon, get a good front row seat, and watch the festivities, as they say.
And fire out your website again, sir.
Okay, it's www.vfpdc.org. And if you get lost, it's Veterans for Peace plus the D.C. chapter.
All right, and you can find that in Google or YouTube by going to Yahoo. Well, thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Hey, we appreciate the chance to tell our story and to understand that the rest of America is with us in spite of the silliness that goes on here in Washington, D.C. We know the rest of America is with us, and we certainly appreciate that. And to all my fellow veterans, have a safe and quiet and peaceful Memorial Day.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. Take care. All right. Good talking to you, sir. Got to defend his First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back with Jack McClam with some really serious information in the next segment. So everybody be sure and stay with us for that. Before I end this segment, this show is made possible by my documentary film sales and by the other books and videos we carry, like American Drug War. Isn't even available in stores yet. Huge success on Showtime. 3 hours of extras on the DVD. You can't get anywhere else. The two-hour film and 3 hours of extras. All available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get this fourth hour that we always have live video on. We also archive that each day for your viewing ease in Flash and several other systems. All 19 of my films, Truth Rising, will be up there July 4th for everybody. Then it'll ship out on DVD, but the first place you'll see it will be PrisonPlanet.tv, the most amazing film I've made yet. It's cinema verite, no voiceover, not a lot of Alex Jones. Meant to have none of me in it, but it's got me being arrested in it. I mean, the close-up, Geraldo Rivera flipping everybody off, the rest of it. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Remember, your support makes what we do here possible. Also, the donation buttons and the mailing address and the details of the money bomb from our perspective, and where you donate is going up on Infowars.com in the next hour. I've just got to read all of it and approve it, but I've looked at it. It looks good. And it's got $10 buttons, $20 buttons, $50 buttons, $100 buttons, or a button for whatever you want to give on PayPal. There'll be a 1-800 line posted there. It'll be next Saturday, not tomorrow, but 7 days from now will be the money bomb. 100%, you have my word of honor, will go to equipment and fighting the New World Order, and none of it will go to Alex Jones. It'll all go to this office and starting a TV show and upgrading the servers and just up in the game here, big time. So we'll see how much comes in. We need to have a good showing here. I need your support. The country does.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy. So you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
We're back live here. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to go to Jack McClam in just a moment. Two sponsors that make this broadcast possible and are also fabulous folks. One of them is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, big banner at the top of Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. With all the uncertainty, with what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with the economy, and so much more, you need to give eFoods Direct a call to get a free catalog or to check into getting a year's supply of food, 2 months' supply of food. It stores for more than 10 years, and it's just high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated food. It's where I've chosen to get storable foods. It isn't because I'm living in fear. I'm living in control, or trying to live more in control, where I can take care of my family. And again, folks, the fine people at eFoods Direct have been doing it longer than anybody else has, and that is, what, 27 years? Their number is 1-800-409-5633. That is 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And another fine sponsor is Interfood. Interfood, we take, I know my wife does and I do, every morning, two little bitty scoops of 20 different superfoods into my orange juice, or she has it with other types of juices. A lot of folks here in the office take it and love it. And Interfood is just the best green food, and I've taken quite a few of them. It doesn't make you feel bad. It doesn't have any speed or any caffeine in it. It's just got raw foods that your body actually absorbs. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. Give them a call at 1-866-762-9238 and get 10% off when you tell them Alex Jones sent you. 10% off when you call 866-762-9238. That number, 866-762-9238. Or go to Infowars.com and link through where it says InterHealth Botanicals, and it goes to a subpage that has all their products. And by ordering at that subpage, you get 10% off there. Order in bulk, you get an additional 20% off, 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Okay. I briefly at the start of the show, I mentioned this. I wanted to have Jack back on about this as it develops. Just in a nutshell, Jack McClam calls me, I guess, about 3 years ago, and he says, whatever 2005 was, yeah, 3 years ago, he says, I've got a guy who volunteers and does one of my websites, Police and Military Against the New World Order. He's a great guy. His name is Chris Jones. He lives in California. He wants to put in a job application, because they have thousands of servants in there, for the summer, getting the Grove ready and for the 15-day encampment. And he wanted to talk to him. So I called him, and he said, yeah, I got a little camera. I'm gonna get a job there. I think I've got a job there. And I said, man, this is serious. This isn't a joke. They will set you up. They will kill you. And he's like, well, you got it, and you were okay. And I said, yeah, I am a public figure, and it's harder for them to kill me. Doesn't mean they may not. I said, they've killed other people. They have arrested other people. And I said, this is very serious. And I said, so I'm not telling you to do it. But I said, I'm not getting involved with you either. And I know Jack wasn't really either. He's like, well, this is my volunteer web guy for a few years. But he said, better call Alex Jones. He's been in there. Sure enough, I get sent these memory sticks with video of inside the chalet where they hatched the Manhattan Project, Star Wars, Cold War, so much of it. And that's, they brag about that. The image of the child they burned, so much. And I made Order of Death. And you knew him as Kyle. And so, I mean, it was serious when I snuck in 2000. It was serious when he snuck in and was working there and secretly shot video in 2005. Now, then, years later, and Jack can go over the timeline here and the time we have with the basics. I'm just giving you the background here. You knew him as Kyle the few times he was a guest on the show. And I didn't even want to do that because I knew they could get voice print if he'd been in the military and things. And I had him on, put the film out, and then he showed neighbors and gave the whole neighborhood, like we recommend, copies of my film and the film he was in. And then teenagers came over, 14, 15-year-olds. He gave them copies. And they were, and it turned into like a witch hunt in the neighborhood. They said, he is killing this child in front of an idol. They came and arrested him to investigate if he'd killed the child at Bohemian Grove. This is insane. I mean, understand, the film he's giving people is aired on national television. Okay, and the cops come and arrest him, and he was convicted. They said that showing 14-year-olds, and we've got all the court documents, that was a point, a part, a type of child abuse, and they said we're targeting you, and he didn't want to come on air a year ago when they started the court and the trial and the proceedings because he thought, well, I'll beat it. This is ridiculous. And he went in court, and they showed the film and admitted that it was about this, and admitted that and wouldn't let a lot of other stuff in, and just said you're going to jail for this video. Now, Kelly Rushing gave a Ron Paul video to a state police officer in Kentucky, and this was in the newspaper. They arrested him and said the Ron Paul speech was threatening, and they went to trial, and he was facing 3 years in jail for two counts. The Ron Paul video on the same tape was one of my films, but they said the Ron Paul video. I called the judge. It was in the news, and they tried to prosecute him. So this is insane, but this happened. And so he got you that footage. He got me that footage. He went in on his own recognizance, and now he's in deep trouble in jail. Jack McClam, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, brother, good to be here. Great. Yeah, now, very, very important, too. We here at our two police and military associations are very worried about Chris because just the other day, when they first arrested him, the powerful internationalist and politicians who came after him after recording their Bohemian Grove, came after him through the court system, and the first time they arrested him, they took him down to Theo Lacy Jail there in Orange, California, and the prison guards yelled to all the prisoners, this man, Chris Jones, has effed two little boys, and they yelled that out to all the prisoners, and so they caught Chris in the shower and beat him almost to death. The prisoners did, and that was all a staged event. And now he's in jail down at the Theo Lacy Jail, and we're in contact with the sheriff's assistants and sheriff there, and telling him of our great concern that he's our brother. He's been our webmaster for years. He's a Christian kid, and he's really a good guy, loves America, loves his country. And
well, I mean, I've met him a few times in California at events. He's really classy, nice guy, works for a good company.
Yeah,
girlfriend, goes to church. And I know, I mean, let's just bring it up. Mark Dice goes to the same church with their girlfriends to church. But the thing is that what he was convicted of was giving a video to children, which is aired on national television.
Yeah, he was convicted of three charges, matter of fact, out of six. They charged him with six charges, and they had to drop three because the young boys that he babysitted for 8-9 years ago, they said he molested these kids, and they took these kids in the room like I've seen them do in the Phoenix Police Department, and Child Protective Services comes in and really psychologically beats the kids up until they finally...
Yeah, they'll keep them 2 days without food and water until they say that... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
and so that's what they did to the kids. But when the kids got to trial, they got up and said that he never touched us, he never did anything wrong to us, and it just ticked the judge, the criminal judge and the criminal prosecutor, off so bad that they...
Now, Jack, I want to go back. I want to stop you and cover all the facts.
This started,
he was first arrested, because I have all the court documents,
right.
Or some of them he sent me, where they said it was a video of a snuff film of burning a baby to an idol. So that was the original arrest, and they said he gave neighborhood kids of 14 and 15 the video, and then later they brought it, like you said, most of this got dropped. But, I mean, this is the insanity, but you're talking about then later stuff where they even went back. I mean, this was a hit job.
Yeah, 8-9 years ago, and these
go
kids
ahead.
Teenagers today, and they told the truth on the witness stand, but the judge had purposely stacked the jury. Luckily, former FBI agent, special agent in charge, Ted Gunderson, sat in on the whole trial, and Ted and I've been in a conference over this. And he told me that the judge, when they selected the jury, Alex, there was a guy in there that said he wanted to personally kill Chris because of the charges against him. And the judge says, does that mean you can't be unbiased and serve on the jury? And the guy says, well, I'll try, Judge. And he says, okay, you're on the jury. And so the judge just stacked the jury with people that were absolute idiots.
Now let's go back. I interrupted when you brought up the point about when the young man got up and said, no, it's all lies. He didn't do anything to us. What happened next?
Well, they found a kid that had been accused of child molestation. that Chris had babysitted, and the guy got on the witness stand. He's a teenager now, too, and he's a, I guess he's a pedophile, but they wouldn't let the jury know that, but Chris told me that, and the kid says that they got into a wrestling match and pulled their pants down, and Chris sat down on the couch, and he had a bulge in his pants. Well, Chris says whenever you sit down with a loose pair of jeans on, if they're not form-fitting, you have a bulge right there.
Yeah, that's the court record.
And then they said when he stood up, it was gone. And
so he was convicted for a bulge in his pants. I mean, even their star witness says he had a bulge in his pants. This is the conviction.
That's it.
Meanwhile, CPS, and we have the court record, meanwhile, CPS is flying little kids out to Israel and Saudi Arabia right now.
Yes, that's right.
This is the new witch hunt.
To the White House and to the Capitol for pedophilia. You know?
And Barney Frank can have 14-year-olds in his house running a brothel, and that's okay. So, now again, Jack, this all started over the Grove. They all came and said, "You've got a video of a baby being killed."
Right.
And then once it started, they set him up.
Uh huh. Yeah. They're really angry at Chris, and they're going to, I guess, try to kill him in prison. And here's how we know it: they've sent a shill in as his. Cellmate, a stooge for the government, and that guy got in the cell with Chris here a few days ago and started telling him, saying things to him about his homosexuality and everything, Chris's homosexuality, and Chris told him to be quiet, and he refused to do it. He kept hammering on Chris and hammering on Chris, and so he couldn't get Chris to get up and fight him, so he yelled out through the bars that Chris was going to give a sexual favor to everybody in the prison. And so Chris threw his 3-inch little pencil at the guy and hit him in the back with his 3-inch little pencil. And he says, "Assault, assault, guards, Chris just assaulted me. I want to file charges on him." Well, the guards came down and they told him to sit down and shut up, that there was nothing to it. Because they're just a 3-inch little piece of pencil. They only allow them to have those short little pencils, you know. And so then he said to Chris, "I'm going to get my buddies together, and we're going to kill you."
Now, he's already been beaten half to death.
Yeah, he's already been beaten half to death. He was beat unconscious there when they first arrested him. And so Chris got scared and told his mom about it, and their mom got a hold of us here at our two police and military associations. So I contacted the sheriff right away.
Jack, can we give numbers out concerning this? Because I want to give some phone numbers out.
Yeah, the reason I asked to come on is very important, Alex, that we've got the judge, David Thompson, and we'd like everybody to mail just a sentence or a paragraph to the judge asking the judge to let Chris out because his life's in danger.
But I mean, how can we... I mean, to be clear, let's give the numbers out. How can he do that? I mean, I don't have all the stuff in front of me here. How long is he going to be in jail? What's the procedure now?
Well, 3 years. The judge just gave him 3 years in prison.
But he's under appeal right now, Alex, and
we'd like to have him let out during his appeal.
Absolutely.
But
he never left. I mean, this went on for a year.
Right.
But, I mean, this is the incredible part. Guy with no criminal record. He's been convicted of having a bulge in his pants 9 years ago, which is made up. And it all began with him saying he killed a baby in front of an idol because neighbors saw the video and called the cops. I mean, is that what happens, Jack? Once the cops come, they're just going to set you up or what?
Well, they have special cops like they did in the Phoenix Police Department that they know will commit any crime and will do anything they're told to do, ordered to do, because that's who's promoted up through the ranks. Anybody that's totally committed to shooting her mother for a nickel and taking bets on which way she'll fall are promoted up through the ranks, and the good officers with high moral character are never get promoted today in law enforcement. And so they always get these officers to go in and to commit these crimes against people like Chris, and they'll do anything, say anything, and follow orders exactly.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they have come after him, and I told him how dangerous it was.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize how dangerous this is, infiltrating the Grove and him getting a job
there.
Everybody's giggling and laughing, saying they're going to go get jobs there. Just be.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to scare you away from it, folks. But you remember, Jack, when you called me about this, and I told Chris, I said, you do what you want, buddy. I'm not involved. Because I can risk my life in being set up, but I'm not going to risk yours. And he sent me that great footage. David Thompson, give us the address. Give us the jail number.
Yeah.
Give us some phone
numbers. Folks. Just do a paragraph, a short little few sentences, and ask the judge to let Chris out. He's not a flight risk. He's not a threat to society. And write to Judge David A. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. And his address is 700 Civic Center Drive. And right after that, there's a large W and a period. It might be West, but don't spell out the word West because we don't know if it's a West or not. But it's 700 Civic Center Drive with a WP or a W period. And then it's Santa Ana, Santa, just like Santa Claus, Ana, A-N-A, California, 92702. That's Santa Ana, California, 92702.
Okay, phone numbers are even more important because he's in there. He's in danger right now. We need to call the jail. Jack, do you have those numbers?
Well, now, let me tell you what's happened yesterday after I called the sheriff and assistant sheriff, J.B. Davis, and told him that he was in fear of his life and that he had just been threatened that they were going to kill him. His mother wrote back to us and told us that a friend had just gone by the Theo Lacy jail and that Chris was immediately processed out and transferred to Wasco near Bakersfield, where they say he's undergoing a 90-day assessment. And his mother says, I can't imagine what they're assessing, but please pray for Chris because
they're probably
shooting him up. They could be shooting.
No, they do that. Stay there, Jack.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an N-AMFM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AMFM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AMFM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We've only got 5 minutes left. We got to move fast. We got to get phone numbers out. What happens is they beat you, and then if you complain, they say you're mentally ill, then they drug you. This is when they're really politically targeting you. There's a famous dentist who was involved in a suit against the government over Medicare, Medicaid, they just grabbed him. It's been 10 years, solitary confinement, in prison, drugged, no judge, no jury, no nothing. And, yeah, when you hear being assessed, that means they probably got him, put him on Thorazine, injecting him, and they'll say, look, he's slobbering, he's mentally ill. It's a very corrupt system. Jack McClam, do you have any phone numbers for us to give out for Chris Jones?
Yeah, we do. Now, it's very important people write down Christopher Jones' name and his serial number. Okay, they must have his serial number. It's Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T, like Christ, T-O-P-H-E-R, L is the middle initial, Jones, and his prison number is 243-9321. 243-9321. And I have need that right away you get a paragraph off to the judge, but also there's a number here to call the criminal court. And I think it really is a criminal court. But it's in Santa Ana, and it's where Judge Thompson is. And the phone number is 714 area code 834-3593. That's 714 area code 834-3593. And just tell the lady there, or tell the judge, if you can get through to the judge, to let Chris out during his appeal, that he's not a flight risk and he's a proud member of the American Citizens and Lawmen Association. A lot of lawmen support him and know about him. And he ought to be out during his appeal because they're talking about killing him. Now, also, Alex, I would ask the people, please pray for Chris, because when they're assessing him for this 90 days, they don't allow him to have any visitors at all, and he could be suicided in there. You know what I'm talking about. He could be depressed, and they'll say, well, we found him very depressed and found him hanging from his coat closet.
Yeah, they want to make an example out of him.
Yes.
They don't want people getting jobs and going to the Grove. This is where the real power takes place.
Yeah.
I had the head of the Kissinger Group on 2 weeks ago admitting that. And this is the price we pay to get the info out. We all should pray for him. Chris Jones is a hero. 714-834-3593. And it's Agent David Thompson, Agent of Lucifer, David Thompson. That's the black-robed thug. But when you call the scum, be polite. Just let them know that the world's watching. What about calling the jail?
Well, please do. He's gone from the jail now.
What facility? I mean, wherever he's at, the prison.
We don't know about this this WASCO. It's spelled like Costco, but with a W. And we don't know anything about it right now. We're going to check into it, Alex, and find out what it is. But all we can find out is that inmates have gone there for assessment for 90 days and are allowed no visitors. Okay? So we'll see if we can find out information about that. But right now, the jail that he was in, Theo Lacy Jail, the sheriff's jail, he's not there anymore.
So now they put you into facilities where no one's even allowed to see you. Pretty soon it'll be forever. This government's so disgusting. Jack McClam will continue to watch this as it develops. Have you and maybe Chris Jones' mother on next week.
Wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Yeah. She's really fighting for her son, and she knows how he was set up because Ted Gunderson told her all about the horrible trial there. Matter of fact, I think she was there for the trial and went through
Jack,
it herself.
Jack, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
God bless you, brother. Thank you a lot.
I warned Mr. Jones when he called me. I said, man, better think twice about this. And big trouble. All right, retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Go to the audio streams there. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live this Sunday. The Money Bomb, ladies and gentlemen. The Money Bomb's coming up next Saturday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.